floor three.
Okay, good evening. This Shabbos Parshas Vayeshev is also Shabbos Mevorchim Teves. Sierra Shchedesh Teves falls out on Shabbos. So it's always the Shabbos prior. And Vayeshev, in most years, is the Shabbos right before Hanukkah, as it is this year. So clearly, there's Ramazim to Hanukkah and Parshas Vayeshev. So what does Parshas Vayeshev have to do with Hanukkah? The two main stories in this parasha are Yosef, Hatzadik, Yosef with the brothers, the battle between them, which is very difficult to understand. It's interesting that we have sibling rivalry throughout Sefer Bereishis. In fact, right away we start with Cain and Hevel, and Cain kills Hevel. Then we have the three children of Noach. Chum is cursed, the other two are blessed. And then we have Yitzchak and Yishmael, who Yishmael is expelled. Then we have Yaakov and Esav, who end up getting along at the end, but they part. Then we have Yosef and the brothers. And clearly we can't equate Yosef and the brothers with the previous brothers. Cain was a murderer. Chum was a rasha. Yishmael, although he does tshuva at the end, but Yishmael certainly cannot be equated with Yitzchak. So it's pretty clear who's right. And with Yaakov and Esav, it's obvious. But with Yosef and the brothers, it's not obvious, because both sides are tzaddikim. That's why for thousands of years, all the Sifrei Kodesh are trying to grapple, to try to understand what's going on here, if it's possible to even understand what this melchama was about. And it's interesting, because at the end they do make up, and in Parshas Vayechi, when this is all over, the Shvatim and Yosef are together. But it's not 100%. Even afterwards, Rabbeinu Bachya writes that Yosef never really forgave the brothers totally. The final, the case where we see two brothers that get along so well is first in Sefer Shemois with Moshe and Aaron. Moshe and Aaron, not only do they get along well, not only is Aaron not jealous of Moshe Rabbeinu, but on the contrary, he's very happy, v'rachav v'samach b'libay, which is the old, this is the way it should be, that despite that Moshe was younger and Aaron is older, there was no jealousy, and the two got along so well, and they both, in fact, together fulfilled the mission of taking Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, and from that comes Matan Torah. But this story in Parshas Vayeshev is misunderstood, it's very hard to relate to, because we're dealing with tzaddikim on both sides. And clearly both meant L'Shem Shamayim, and this is how it had to be. As Chazal explained, this was the only way that it would be possible for Yaakov to come down to Mitzrayim without having to be brought there in chains, as Chazal tells us. This way he came down to meet his son later on and to see him in his glory. What is the connection, though, between this story and the next story, which is Yehuda and Tamar, another mystical, another very, very strange story, which from that story comes Mashiach ben David. And then the Torah goes back to talk about Yosef being sold to Mitzrayim. In the middle, the story here of Vayered Yehuda Me'es Echav is sort of inserted in the middle of the story of Yosef and the brothers. L'chayr, it should have been either after the story is over or in a different parasha. Why is it inserted in the middle here of the story of Yosef and the brothers? Now, the name of this parasha, Vayeshev, sort of doesn't really fit with this parasha at all. Normally the name of the parasha is the essence of the parasha. What does Vayeshev mean? Chazal tell us, Bikesh Yaakov Leshev B'shalva. Vayeshev means to live in peace and tranquility. Menuchas HaNefesh, serenity, no worries, his yashvus. Yet if there was any parasha that is where everyone is worrisome, where there's so much worry and there's so much the opposite of peace and tranquility, it's this parasha. In fact, the Medrash brings down this week, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni said, Yaakov was busy with his sackcloth, crying, wailing, mourning what he thought to be the death of Yosef, Yosef being mauled by an animal. The Shvatim were busy selling Yosef, and then they were mourning too, seeing what happened to Yaakov, realizing how aggravated he was. Yehuda is also mourning. Yehuda loses his wife here in the parasha, Bathshua. And then he's busy with Tamar. Yosef is also mourning. He ends up being sold as a slave. He misses his father. He can't tell him that he's alive, as Chazal explained why. And then he's languishing in jail. This parasha is called Vayeshev. Vayeshev is shalva. What kind of shalva is in this week's parasha? There's no tranquility at all. There's no peace of mind. No one knows what's going on. At least if it was some peace of mind. Yaakov doesn't know what's happening. The Shvatim don't know the whereabouts of Yosef. Yosef doesn't know why this had to happen. There's tremendous turmoil. It's a very confusing parasha. At that time, there's tremendous confusion. How can we name the parasha Vayeshev? Then the Medrash ends off, while all of this is going on, and Reuven is busy with his sackcloth doing tshuva for Maisa Billah, by Yashav Reuven El Habor. So everyone's crying in this parasha and repenting and ripping garments and putting on sackcloth. Hashem, what is he busy with, says the Medrash? Hashem Oisek Uboirei Oiroi Shel Melech HaMashiach. That in the midst of all of this, Hashem is preparing the world of Mashiach. Hashem is preparing the light of Mashiach. Because Mashiach comes from the tragedy, from all the tragedies, from all the sorrow, from that which we perceive to be sorrow and tragedy, really is really good. And eventually it will be understood. When Mashiach will come, everything will make sense. And where do we see that Hashem is busy preparing for Mashiach? So everyone will assume it's the story of Yehuda and Tamar, which from that comes Peretz, the one who makes the breakthrough. Peretz is Mashiach, as the pasuk says in Micha, Ola ha-poiretz lefneihem, al yad ish ben parzi, paratzta ufaratzta, ma paratzta olecha poretz. But actually, there's more to it than just that. And the emes is that the connection to Chanukah is very clear here. As we mentioned, what the Rekeach and the Bnei Yisoschar is Mayrach in this, and the Pinchas Koretz and all the Sifrei Chassidus, that Chanukah is Oiroi Shel Melech HaMashiach. The Yom Tov of Chanukah, that Yom Tov, is the Yom Tov of that which is hidden, becomes revealed. The jug of oil that was hidden was revealed. The Or HaGonus, as all the Sfarim say, the hidden light that Hashem put away at the beginning of creation, as the Pasuk says, Vayar Elohim es ha'or ki toiv vayavdeil. That hidden light is revealed in the Lamed Vav Neiros of Chanukah, because that light lasted 36 hours, and it's revealed in the 36 Neiros of the Yom Tov of Chanukah. So Chanukah is the Yom Tov of the Hizgalus, the revelation of the Or HaGonus, Oiroi Shel Melech HaMashiach. We know from Chazal, the Gemara says it in Sukkah, that there are two Mashiachim. There is Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. Both have a different task to fulfill. Mashiach ben Yosef is the one who's going to eradicate the evil. Lahavir gilulim min ha'oretz. Eves ruach ha'toma avir min ha'oretz. Mashiach ben Yosef will rid us of the remnants of Esav and Yishmael, and all the evil that exists. Mashiach ben Yosef will deal with that. And in fact, Rashi brings down here at the beginning of the parasha that Yosef is the flame. Yaakov is the fire and Yosef is the flame. Rashi brings the mashal here of the pishtani, the one who's selling flax, whose camels were loaded with flax. And then the blacksmith, Hapechami Tomeya, he's astonished, he's wondering, where's all this flax going to go? So one wise man, Pikeach Echad, answers him and says, Nitzutz Echad Yoytze Mimapuach Shalucha, one spark will come out of your bellows from the Mapuach, and it'll burn all the flax, we'll get rid of all the flax. So too, Yaakov saw all the princes that are written in the previous parashah in Vayishlach, the Alufei Edoim, the Malchei Edoim, the Alufei Esav. Toman, he said, Mi yochel lichbosh eschun, who's going to be able to conquer all of them? What's going to happen? So therefore the Pasuk says, Eila told us Yaakov Yosef. And the Pasuk says, it was in previous half Torah, Vayishlach v'hoya beis Yaakov eish, u beis Yosef lehova. Yaakov is a fire, lehova is the flame, u beis Esav lekash, and the Esav is straw. Esav is compared to straw. Nitzutz yoytzei mi Yosef. A spark will come out of Yosef, Shemachale v'soyref eskulim, and that'll burn all of them. Clearly, Rashi's telling us from Chazal that Yosef is the one who's going to get rid of Esav. Rashi already alluded to it in Parshas Vayetse, that when Yosef was born, so Yaakov says to Lavan, Shalcheini, it's time to go now. Says Rashi, Mishenoilat Sitnoi Shal Esav. The rival of Esav was born. The Satan of Esav was born, and that's Yosef. And he quotes this pasuk, Vayibes Yaakov Esh, Ubes Yosef Lehova, Ubes Esav Lekash. Esh Beloi Lehova Eina Shoilet Lemei Rochik. Fire without a flame, if it doesn't develop into a flame, it's not going to go too far. But once Yosef was born, Botach Yaakov Behakadosh Baruch Hu Lashuv. So Yosef is Sitnoi Shal Esav. With Yosef, we're not worried about Esav. All the Svarim, the Shalom HaKadosh, others tell us that Yosef is Chanukah. We know that the three of us, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, represented a different Yom Tov. The Torah brings it down at the beginning of Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. Avraham is Pesach. That's why most of the stories about Avraham Avinu happen Pesach time. Yitzchak is Shavuos, or Shavuosoi LeYitzchak. And Yaakov is Sukkos, for Yaakov Nasa Sukkoso. Yosef is the extension of Yaakov. Eile told us Yaakov Yosef. Rashi says, whatever happened to Yaakov happened to Yosef. He was hated. He looked like him. His brother wants to kill him. His brothers want to kill him. And many other similarities, as the Medrash enumerates, between Yaakov and Yosef. Yosef is the extension of Yaakov. We know that Chanukah is the extension of Sukkos. Chanukah is the Gemar HaChasim. It's actually the extension of the whole Chodesh Tishrei, especially Sukkos and Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres, the Zohar says, is connected Yosef HaTzadik. Chanukah, which is the Yom Tov of Shmini, B'chof Hei B'chisel of Yomei the Chanukah, Teman Yo'inun, is an extension of Shmini Atzeres and Sukkos. So Yosef, the extension of Yaakov, Yosef is Chanukah. Yosef Miloshen Hoysofa. Every night we add a candle. So Yosef is the Lehova, the one who will burn, the one who will rid the world of the evil of Amalek and Esav, and Yishmael. We add Yishmael specifically because we know, as we mentioned, what the Baal HaTurim tells us at the end of Parshas Chayezara, that when Yishmael falls, that's when Ben David comes. That's when Mashiach will come. But the one who's given the task of ridding the world of the evils of Esav and Yishmael is Yosef, is Mashiach ben Yosef. Mashiach ben David will not be busy with that. Mashiach ben David, according to what it says in the most Svarim, Mashiach ben David is going to be revealing the Malchus of Hashem in the world. His job is Asei Toiv. Mashiach ben Yosef is Sur Meira. Mashiach ben David is Asei Toiv. He will come when this will already be gone, when Mashiach ben Yosef will take care of the job of ridding the world of the evil. Then L'sakein Oilam B'malchus Shin Dalev Yud. Then Mashiach ben David comes and teaches us how to sing and praise, as Rav Nachman Breslov said, Mashiach is Miloshen Meisiach, Ein Sicha El Tefila, that he will teach the world to daven, he will teach the world how to sing and praise and thank Hashem. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Hallel V'Hoida'ah. It is the Yom Tov that we sing and praise and thank Hashem, which is Yehuda, which is the Inyan of Mashiach ben David. Yehuda means Hapam Oida Es Hashem. In fact, Yehuda, as we see in the parasha here, admits that he's the father of the twins. Tamar doesn't want to embarrass him. And she says, whoever owns these items, the items that Yehuda gave to her as collateral, is the father of the children. She didn't want to embarrass him. From there we see, rather go into a fire than embarrass someone. Barabim Mutav Shiapal Atzmar L'Tech Kivshan Oesh V'Al Yalbun Pnei Chaveroi Barabim. So Yehuda admits, Tzotka, he says she's right, she's correct. And he admits, even though it was very, very embarrassing and shameful, although what Yehuda did was not necessarily an Aveir, what Yehuda did had to be done, it was considered Kedushin, but it was still considered an embarrassing thing that Yehuda had to admit. He was Maida, that's his Mida, to be Maida, Maida ala emes, Hapam Oida es Hashem, Halel v'hoida'a. Now, we find here in the parasha, Yehuda was the one who said to the brothers, L'chuvenim karenu la'yishma'elim. Let's sell him to the Yishma'elim. Let's sell him to the Arabs. Let's sell Yosef to the Yishma'elim and we won't touch him. So we won't be responsible for hurting him. We'll sell him to the Yishma'elim. And the Pasuk says, V'ayimkru es Yosef la'yishma'elim be'esrim kosef. Where were the Yishma'elim coming from? So the Pasuk says they had sat to eat. V'yeshvu lecholechem. They lifted their eyes and they saw v'hinei urchast Yishma'elim. Ba'a mi Gilad. The caravan of Yishma'elim are coming from Gilad. What difference does it make where they're coming from? What do we have to know where they're coming from? It should say that there was a caravan of Yishma'elim, and he said, let's sell him to the Yishma'elim. What difference does it make that they were coming from Gilad? The Medrash tells us that Yosef was sold many times. We see here in the Psukim, the Yishma'elim, Midyanim, Middonim, Paitifar. It's hinted in the word Pasim, Ksainis Pasim, Pasim is Rosh HaTevis, Paitifar, Soicharim, Yishma'elim, Midyanim. So one Medrash says he was sold four times. One Medrash says he was sold five times. For every time Yosef was sold, Klal Yisrael suffers in another Golus. So if Yosef was sold four times, that's connected to four empires, Bavel, Madai, Yavon, Edom. If Esav is sold five, if Yosef is sold five times, that's connected. The fifth is connected to Yishmael. In fact, it was the Yishmaelim who sold him to Mitzrayim. They're the ones who brought him down to Mitzrayim. They're the ones who he encounters first. And later the pasuk says, "V'Yosef hurad Mitzrayim v'yiknehu poitifar miad ha'Yishmaelim." So clearly, Yosef has something to do with Yishmael. Yosef has to get rid of Yishmael. It's Mashiach ben Yosef, who's a descendant of Yosef HaTzadik, is going to be the one to combat Yishmael, not Yehuda. Yehuda was the one who said, sell him to the Yishmaelim. So Mashiach ben David cannot get rid of Yishmael. Mashiach ben David, who comes from Yehuda, can't be the one to do it. It has to be Mashiach ben Yosef who has to take the revenge, as we find later in Chumash, that Pinchas goes to battle the Midyanim because he's taking revenge for what the Midyanim did for selling Yosef to Mitzrayim. Pinchas is a descendant of Yosef on his mother's side, to take revenge, Nakaim Nikmas, B'nai Yisrael Me'ez HaMidyanim, because of their role in selling Yosef to Mitzrayim. What about Yishma'elim? No one ever took revenge from the Yishma'elim for their role. So that Mashiach ben Yosef, that's going to be his job. He's going to combat Yishmael. He's going to get rid of Esav and Yishmael and usher in the Messianic era and then bring the world to the revelation of Mashiach ben David. So the two Mashiachim are... The Geula will take place via these two Mashiachim, descendants of Yosef and Yehuda. In this parasha, we find both. In this parasha, Mashiach ben David is clear, because this is the story of Yehuda and Tamar, which ends up with the birth of Peretz, Aliyat Ish ben Paretz. So Oirei Shel Melech HaMashiach ben David is in the story of Yehuda and Tamar. Where's Oirei Shel Mashiach ben Yosef? So that takes place here in the story of Yosef and Eshes Potiphar. When Yosef resists the temptation by Yemoein. There's a shalshelis on the word Vayemoein. So we read it three times. Vayemoein, in other words, we sing it with a note that the shalshelis, it's like three poserz. Vayemoein, it's like sounds like as if we're saying the word Vayemoein three times. So they bring down from either the Vilna Gaon or Herschel of Krakow, who said that in the word Vayemoein is hinted what Chazal tell us, and the Gemara says in Saita, that Yaakov appears to Yosef that moment, when that day, as Rashi brings here, he sees the image of his father. Then what does Yaakov tell him? Yaakov tells him, if you do this, you will be erased. You will not be on the Choshen. Your name will not be on the Choshen. And you will not be one of the Shvatim. Obviously, if Yosef would have succumbed to Eishes Potiphar's advances, there would be no Mashiach ben Yosef either. That means Yosef would not be part of the Shvatim. So Vayimoein is Rosh HaTevis. Vayar Yosef Mare Oviv Negdoi. Yosef sees the vision of his father opposite him. Vayoyim, then a second. Vayoyim Yaakov Michoshen Ato Nimchak. Yaakov tells him that if you sin, you'll be erased from the Choshen. So Vayira Yosef Milatame Es Nafshoi. Yosef is afraid. And he doesn't. And he runs out. And he passes the test. And it is not Zvatesha Be'eson Kashto. And he becomes Yosef HaTzadik. And as a result, his name is inscribed on the Choshen forever. And he remains one of the Shvatim. Not only that, he's more than one of the Shvatim. He's considered a Roya. He's one of the seven Royim. Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Yosef Moshe Aaron David. He's the only one of the Shvatim that was elevated to the status of Roya. Vuhu Roya. Whereas it says later, by Simeini Lo'ov Lefaro, Yosef has the status of an Av. He's more than just a Tolda, he's an Av. He's more than just being part of the Shiftei Kor, or just a branch of the tree. He's part of the tree. He's Yosef HaTzadik, and from him comes Mashiach ben Yosef. So in this parsha, the oir of both Mashiachim are being revealed, Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. And the final war, the end, when Yishmael is going to make the trouble, as we see in our time, And when the last Golas, Golas Yishmael, the fifth Golas, that's why Yosef is sold five times. Yosef Dafka, Mashiach ben Yosef, is going to be the one who is going to rid us of the evil of Yishmael. And that could be the reason why this story of Yehuda and Thomas inserted in the middle. It goes together. These stories go together. Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David are doing a job together. Not only that, but when the Pasuk says that Yosef is sold to Mitzrayim, he's finally sold to Mitzrayim. That's the final Golas. He's sold to Mitzrayim. So right away, Mashiach ben David is now going to be born. Mashiach ben David is coming. That was, but what Yosef being sold to Mitzrayim is a metaphor to the end of Golas, when Golas Yishmol will be there at the end of time. So right after that, we know when Yishmol takes over, meaning when Yosef is sold to Mitzrayim, right away, what's the next story? Yehuda goes down and he meets Tamar, and from that comes Peretz and Zerach. To show you that in the midst of the sorrow sprouts the Geula. Now, there are two shittas how we light the Chanukah menorah. Beis Shammai says in decrease mode. Beis Hillel, as we pass in Chanukah, Rosh Hashanah, Ches Neiris, V'Halochah, Beis Hillel, increase mode. Every night, one more. What are they arguing about? What's the machlokes? And why would Beis Shammai say that you go in decrease mode? Since when does anyone say that you do a thing like that? Why should you go from 8 down to 1? Doesn't it make more sense to go from 1 to 8? Every day the miracle became intensified. It wasn't less, it was more. So what's the pshat in the shita of Beis Shammai? So the Gemara says, Keneged Parei Achag, like the bulls of Sukkot. This is another understanding of how Hanukkah is an extension of Sukkot. The Parei Achag were brought in decrease mode. Every day one less. 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7. Why? Keneged the umayis ha'olam shepoichasin v'holchin. Meaning, Ner Hanukkah has a dual, there's a dual meaning to Ner Hanukkah. On the one hand, it's the Yom Tov of Eish. It's the Yom Tov in which we eradicate the evil. We burn, like Yosef is the nitzitz that burns Alufe Esav and Yishmael. Yosef is the base, Yosef Lehova. Yosef's Mida was Yira. His Mida was Sur Meira. The only way he was able to resist the temptation of Eishes Paitifa, Isha Yiras Hashem, the Slonim Rebbe said. Isha, how do we save ourselves from the Isha? Through Yiras Hashem. Only through Yira, so Elokim Ani Yore, Yosef says. Yosef is Sur Meira, that was his Mida. And from doing that, he was able to protect himself. Because his mida was Yira, he was able to refrain from her and not give in to her advances. That's Sur Meira, that's eradicating the evil. That's the idea of every night, the menorah would be light one less, because the evil gets less and less and less and less. But on the other hand, there's Mailan Bakoidish. The menorah is not only a fire that burns, the menorah is a light that illuminates. It's a fire that burns. That's Mashiach ben Yosef's role. Mashiach ben Yosef will eradicate the evil. The light, that's Mashiach ben David. Mashiach ben David will illuminate and light up the world. The world will be lit up. Hine ha-choshech yechase oretz va'arofel le'umim. And then v'alayech yizrach Hashem. Oiroi shel melech ha-Mashiach. But prior to the or is the eradication of the choshech. That manifests itself in the Shita of Beis Shammai that says Poiches v'Holich, every night one less, because that's Mashiach ben Yosef eradicating the evil Esav and Yishmael. Beis Hillel, that's the Shita, that's Mashiach ben David, that's Mailan Bakoidish. Hillel was from David. Hillel was an Einikol of David. So Hillel, who was an Einikol of David, the Shitasai David Amelach's Mida, Yehuda's Mida is Moisef v'Holich, Halal v'Hoidah. We see in the parasha that Yosef spoke evil about his brother. Vayaveh Yosef as dibosam ro'e el avihem. L'cha'ira, that's a pagam in shmiras hapeh, shmiras haloshen. We know that bris, shmiras habris, there's two parts to it. There's speech, and then there's bris hamor. It's bris haloshen, bris hamor. Says the Sefer Yetzirah, they're parallel one to the other. If someone is not careful with his speech, he won't be careful with the other bris either. If someone is not careful with bris, literally bris, which is this week's parasha, the story of Erva Einon, he will not be careful with bris haloshen too. They're like peh is bigamatria mila. One who's nizar in mila is nizar in his peh. One who's not is not. Yosef was the epitome of Shmiras HaYisoid. Yosef is Shmiras HaBris. He's the midah of Yisoid. That was his midah. But yet it seems like he was poigam here. Vayove Yosef as the bosom royal aviyam. And for that he had to languish in jail. 10 years, 1 year for each brother. And not only that, but he was, gossip was said about him. Just like he falsely accused the brothers of that, which they did not do. Because he thought they did, he perceived, that's what he thought, that they ate Avim and Achai, and they belittled the others, the Bnei Ashvachos, and their Choshen and Arayis. Meanwhile, that's what happens to him. Midah keneged midah, he's in jail for 10 years, and another two afterwards, where they're talking bad about him. Eshes Paitifah is spreading all the lies, and all the gossip, and all the talk shows, all they're talking about is that Yosef with Eshes Paitifah, which of course wasn't true, Mineu Bei, one miktsas of it. And that was a kapara for Yosef, for the dibara that he spoke against the brothers. But what exactly is happening over here? So Bekitzer, Chanukah is the yomtiv of Torah Shebal Peh. Peh, Torah Shebal Peh. Halel v'hoidah. That's bris. Bris is shmiras ha-peh. When we go back to the where Chanukah is rooted at the beginning of Chumash Bereishis, Vayar Elohim es ha-or ki toiv. Es ha-or ki toiv, says the Balaturim, b'soif ha-teiv is bris. Only someone who's careful in bris, which means shmiras ha-peh, and shmiras ha-mo'or, both brisos, ha-loshoin, ha-mo'or, is zoiche to bris, is zoiche to the or ha-gonus. As the Vilna Gaon writes in his famous letter, quoted in Elam L'Trufa, that misha chosein piv zoiche le-or ha-gonus. Someone who's quiet, someone who doesn't talk when he shouldn't, someone who's careful not to speak Lashon Hara, not to talk during davening and all that, is zoichet to the Or HaGonos. Chanukah is the yomtiv of the Hizgalus of the Or HaGonos. So on Chanukah is for those who are shoimrei pihem. That's why the yomtiv of Chanukah is with the mouth. Lahalel ulahoidos. Torah shebal peh. But that's only for someone who's careful with bris. Ha Lashon, ha mo'er is begematria 8 times the word Chanukah, which is begematria es ha'or ki toiv ayavdeil. Who is Zoyche to Es Ha'or Ki Toiv, which is the hidden light that Hashem put away for the future, which is revealed on Chanukah? Only someone who's Nizr in Haloshein Hamo'or, which is the epitome of Bris. And that's why in this parasha we have both. We have the Diba of Yosef, and then we have the story of Erev Einan, which is Bris Hamo'or. And at the end of the parasha, we have how Yosef interprets the dreams of the Sar HaMashkim and the Sar HaOifim. Says the Gemara in Brachas that the only one who can interpret a dream, Hakol Hoilchem Achar HaPeh. Now, literally, that means a dream is interpreted the way the interpreter interprets it. Meaning to say, you could have the same dream that you go to two different interpreters, and each one will give you a different interpretation, and it can end up happening. Both could happen, because the way one interprets the dream, that's the way the dream is going to fall out. That's how it's going to happen. That's a literal understanding of the Gemara. But there's a deeper understanding. Someone who's able to decipher a dream, it means he has Ruach HaKodesh. A dream could be Nevuah. The dream of the Sar HaMashkim was Nevuah. In fact, Chazal and the Medrash at the end of Vayeshev tell us that the four times it says Kais in the dream of the Sar HaMashkim is connected to Dalet Kaisis that we drink Pesach by night, which the Rashbam brings down in Pesach from the Yerushalmi. Then there's actually a fifth cup here, the last time, Vayiten es ha-kois al-kaf paroi, which is connected kois ha-shel Eliyahu, connected vehevesi, connected golos Yishmael. So the dreams of the Sar HaMashkim, even the Sar HaMashkim, just like with Paroi's dream in next week's parasha, contained secrets that only someone who's able to reveal secrets, only someone who's a shomer bris, only someone who's careful with his peh, can interpret. So the Gemara says that ha-pisroin hoilech achar ha-peh, that the interpretation goes by the mouth. Only someone who has a pure mouth. The fact that Yosef was able to interpret the dreams of the Sar HaMashkim meant that his mouth is pure. Whatever chet he did with his mouth at the beginning of the parasha, Vayove Yosef es libasim ra, is totally atoned for, especially after he's languishing in jail for so many years. So Yosef is the epitome of Shmiras HaPeh, Shmiras HaLoshen, Shmiras HaBris. Therefore, he's zoichet to fight Yishmael. He's zoichet to be the one who will get rid of Yishmael. Yishmael, Yishmakel. V'hine orchas Yishmaelim bo'a mi Gilad. We mentioned last week, Gilad is Chanukah. Why is Gilad Chanukah? Because Gilad, the Gimel Lamed, is the 33 Oisius of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which there's really 25, but if you count Yud Kei Vav Kei, it's Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. That's another 8 Oisius. As the Chassam Sefer, it's 33. And the ayin dalet, that's the ayin dalet, the big ayin and the dalet of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And the Tikkun Ezra tells us that Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad has 25 oisiyos, is connected Chanukah, which is on the 25th day of the month, Chaf Hei Kislev. The Yishma'elim were coming from Gilad, meaning they were coming from destroying Gilad. They want to destroy Chanukah. The Yishma'elim don't want that there should be a Chanukah. Ba'a mi Gilad is begamatria b'chaf hei b'kislev. They don't want that there should be a Chanukah, because Chanukah will destroy them. The Yom Tov of Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Yosef. Yosef, Mashiach ben Yosef, soyrefu mechala es kulam. He's going to eradicate Esav, he's going to eradicate Yishmael. Vehine orchas Yishma'elim ba'a mi Gilad. They came from Gilad. They think they got rid of Gilad. We see today what the Yishma'elim busy with: burning the kever of Yosef HaTzadik, vandalizing the kever of Yosef HaTzadik. Why are they so busy with the kever of Yosef HaTzadik? Because Yosef is their rival. Shmiras HaBris is their rival. It says, V'hu yehi apera adam, yodai ba'koil, v'yad koil boy. Koil is the midah of Yosef. Ki koil ba'shamayim b'v'aretz. Yodai ba'koil, Yishmael tries to rid us of the midah of koil. So v'yad koil boy, only someone who has koil can fight Yishmael. Someone who's careful with bris haloshim, bris hamor, which is the midah of kol, and that's Yosef, is able to rid us of Yishmael. V'hine orchas Yishma'elim bo'a mi Gilad. It's interesting that Gilad was given to Yosef. We see at the end of Parashas Matos, moch ulemochir nosati es ha-Gilad. Machir ben Menashe was the one who conquered Gilad. Gilad was given to, and that was to Shevet Yosef, Shevet Menashe, which is from Yosef. Because Gilad is Chanukah, as we mentioned. Chanukah is Yosef HaTzadik. And the Yishma'elim are coming from Gilad. They're trying to destroy Gilad. They're trying to destroy Kever Yosef HaTzadik. They're trying to destroy Midas HaYisayid. So Chanukah, which is the Yom Tov of Oirei Shel Melech HaMashiach, the two Mashiachim, Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David, comes together in this week's parasha. The two Mashiachim are hidden in this week's parasha. As all the tragedy is going on, with the selling of Yosef, with Yehuda and Tamar, with Erva Einan, with Eishes Paitifar, in the midst of all of this, sprouts the Oirei Shel Melech HaMashiach ben Yosef, Melech HaMashiach ben David. That's what the Medrash is telling us. It's a sorrowful parasha. Everyone's busy with something else that they're crying about, but Hashem is busy in the midst of all of this, creating Oirei Shel Melech HaMashiach. Vayeshev. From all of this will come Vayeshev. There will be peace and tranquility. This leads to the peace and the tranquility. Like we say, Vayeshev Hashem Melech La'olam. Vayeshev Hashem Melech is begematria Mashiach ben David. When Mashiach ben David come, Hashem will sort of live in peace and tranquility. Hashem doesn't have peace and tranquility when his children don't have peace and tranquility. Right now is a time, like in Parshas Vayeshev, there are a lot of tzaras, Rachman al-Islam. People crying, people suffering, people sitting shiva, people confused, no one understands. It's like Vayeshev. It's a very confusing situation in the world right now. We don't understand what's going on. But it's going to lead to Vayeshev. This is going to lead to peace and tranquility. Vishaftem lovetach oleha, v'nosati sholem ba'oretz u'shaftem ve'ein macharid. There will be his yashvas. Bikesh Yaakov leshev b'shalva. There will be a world of shalva. There will be a world of peace and tranquility. The geula will come, and it's dafka going to sprout from the tsaros of Klal Yisrael. And as the tsaros intensify, that only means that the geula is closer, as we see with Yosef. As they got worse, eventually, and he thinks at the end that he's never going to get out, as we see in the last pasuk. But like he reminds the Sar HaMashkim, he tells the Sar HaMashkim, please remember me when you go out. I just interpreted your dream, and I did it in a way that it's beneficial for you. You're going to be reinstated. You're going to be the Sar HaMashkim again. And the pasuk ends off, V'loi zochar Sar HaMashkim es Yosef, V'yishkachehu. The epitome of Tsar, the last pasuk of the parsha called Vayeshev, which means tranquility, is the total opposite. Yosef finally thinks, oh, now I know why the Sar HaMashkim came into the prison. He came here so that I should interpret his dream, so he's going to go out and he's going to tell Pare my name, and then I'm going to get out. Never happens, because 2 years pass. The Loizah, I mean, it does happen at the end, but in Yosef's mind, you see, that didn't work either. So what's there to hope for? There's no hope. What, he's in jail 1 year after another, and 10 years he understands why. Because each year is connected another brother. which he spoke against. But after 10 years, why is he still in Gaul? Why is he still in jail? Not that Yosef loses his betochen, but you can imagine he's very broken. He's a leiv nishpa, and from there sprouts the gula. Then by him he kates masayim yomim, and Yosef by yiritzu min abar. Before you know it, Yosef is the Mishnah Lamelech mibeis hasurim yotzal limloich kates sam lachayshach, as the Medrash says at the beginning of Parshas Mikates. The kates of the chayshach, everything makes sense then. Parshas Mikates vayigash are the two parshias where in Miketz, Yosef understands everything. In Vayigash, everyone else understands everything. In Miketz, once Yosef comes out of prison and he's appointed as viceroy over Mitzrayim, retroactively he understands the 22 years. Everything makes sense now. So for him, it's a gilui. Not for the rest of the Shvatim yet. They don't know yet what's going on. They first find out in Vayigash. So Miketz Vayigash is when the hidden becomes revealed. That's when Chanukah falls out. Chanukah falls out between Miketz, usually right after Vayeshev, going into Miketz, this year going into Vayigash, between these two parashas, where it becomes revealed that all the sorrow and the pain and the suffering and the mourning and the crying, there was a Te'eles, look what came out of this. Yosef ends up providing for his family, becoming the viceroy over Mitzrayim, ruling over Mitzrayim, preparing that eventually later on when the Jews go into Golas Mitzrayim, they'll be able to endure the Golas. And that's why Chanukah is the yomtiv of hope. In the midst of the darkness, you have the Neiros Chanukah, the light of Chanukah, which is the light of Oirei Shel Melech HaMashiach, and it tells us that no matter how dark it is, remember, there's Oirei Shel Melech HaMashiach, and that's going to be revealed, Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, and the Yishma'elim, who the world is now being held hostage by them, the terror that they're spreading throughout the world. The Yishma'elim, the ones who sold Yosef, are going to get their Mapola through Mashiach ben Yosef. And the way to fight Yishmael is with the Midah of Yosef, which is through Shmiras HaPeh, Shmiras HaBris, and through Tefillah, Yishma'kel, which is the other component of Chanukah. In other words, there's the eradication, there's the Sur Meirah, Poiches V'Hoylech, there's the Moisef V'Hoylech, Halo V'Hoydah. You need both, Halo V'Hoydah, which is davening, praising Hashem, begging Hashem that Hashem should save us from Yishmael, praising Him already for the Geula that He will redeem us from Yishmael. That's also a Madrega. You're already thanking and praising Hashem for what He's going to do for us, even though He didn't do it yet. That itself will bring the Geula. May we be zoichetak that this Chanukah should be a yomtiv in which we will see the joy, see the nakama of Yishmael for what they did to Yosef in this week's parasha through Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David, and may we be zoichetak to Gilad Gal Eid, to the Gil, the Gal, the revelation of the Ayin Dalid, the large Ayin and the large Dalid in the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the whole world will recognize that Hashem is one, and we will be zeichet to see it immediately. Freilich and Chanukah. Next week, no Shia, 2 weeks. Okay, so in 2 weeks, I'm Yetzir Shem. All right. Okay.